gone completely on automatic pilot this morning, so do forgive me. You've got me for the next 3 hours. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. I'm putting up the wrong faders all over the place. She just... What is wrong with me this morning? Hold on, let me put my headphones on the right way as well. Hold on. Oh, that's better. I've got them twisting. I've got the cord twisted around my neck. Never mind. At least I'm jolly this morning. That's the good thing. I'm wearing pink and orange and pink shoes. And I always feel that makes you feel a little bit brighter. So there we go. Wishing Lee a lot better. She's not been very well in the hospital, so wishing you better. Good morning to Francesca. I hope you're not working too hard. And Mrs. G as well. And Martin, thanks for helping me out yesterday afternoon. Basically, what happened yesterday is the car went in to the garage because it has a service, okay, every 6 months. And it's a diesel and something's gone wrong with the diesel thingy bob. I don't know what it is, but it's a big thing where you go, oh, no, that's a lot of money. So they were quoting about £3,500 for, and that's without, you know, that's just for the part. And I was like, what? Like choking. And other people have said you can get it done for a couple of £100. They can sort of, you know, pressurise, shoot stuff through it. It's all very technical. Don't ask me. That's all I'm saying. Shoot stuff through it. That sounds really technical, Michelle. I don't know. But there are things that you can do. So, yeah, that was another thing that's happened with the boiler and now the car. Don't want one of these for the roof to cave. Don't say that. The roof to cave in and that'll be it. So I'm feeling a bit more jolly than I was yesterday because a few people have been helping and trying to sort stuff out for me, which is lovely, so thank you. This morning's breakfast, I thought I'd just share it with you. I had a bagel. I didn't fancy any bread. And then I had a little bit of bacon, a little bit of black pudding, I mean a little bit, and a little egg in my bagel. I'm making it sound like it's a miniature bagel, but it's very tasty. But as I was driving in, I went, I think it's indigestion city for the next couple of hours. It's my own fault. I shouldn't have had it. It's the bacon. I don't know what. I used to be able to eat bacon. I eat it very, very rarely now. And even the fake bacon gives me indigestion. So it must be just, I don't know what it is. It's just, it's not good anyway. I'm trying to be, you know, I say I'm trying to cut down. I bought fruit in today. Yesterday was quite, it was quite stressful and I had some bad news. So I did eat a bit of chocolate. I'm not blaming, you know, all that. But I did eat chocolate yesterday. So today I've got a tangerine, which is not very exciting. And the banana that's in my bag, I now think has seen better days. That looks like it's not looking the freshest thing I've seen in my life. Mind you, neither am I, to be fair. If I get any more lines on my face, what's happened? Rapid aging is happening, I think. I don't like it. And my hair as well. I washed my hair this morning. And because I don't brush my hair every day because my hair is very thick, as you know, and quite wiry. So when I brushed it again, I'm losing like a handful of hair every time I brush my hair, which is quite worrying. But I only brush it probably every other day. Otherwise, I just run my fingers through it. But I try not to because otherwise it just goes really frizzy. So my mum always said you molt at a certain time of year. Now, you might have seen this. There's household cavalry horses rampaging through central London. Five animals. Oh, one of them's covered in blood all at the front. How'd they get out? They're smashing into cars and buses. And they left one soldier lying injured on the road. Oh, wow. Oh, dear. That's not very good. Oh, and Zoe Ball announces the death of a dear mama, Julia, following a short battle with cancer. Oh, that's very, very sad. Feel for her. And what else have we got in the news? Pictures yesterday of the little prince. I can't remember the name of the little prince, actually. I forgot his name. It was his birthday, wasn't it, yesterday? Boss baby one. Prince Louis. The one who reminds us of our friends' children when they're being a bit naughty. He is a funny little thing, isn't he? It's nice. It's nice to show that they're a bit lively and stuff like that. Just having a look here, what's that say? It says, my husband began to cry and said we'd won 2.2 million. I'd be crying as well. 3 decades ago, my husband won on the National Lottery and then he won again and it's at 2.2 million. Oh, it's a nice story, isn't it? You do wish it was you though, don't you? Like I do. I don't know what I'd do, but I think I would buy a house first. I'd buy a house in Brentwood. Or Ongar, or somewhere around here, probably. Yeah. But not anywhere near all you lot. If I had 2.2 million, I probably can't afford it anyway. But it's just so I won £10 million, then I'd move into, like, a private estate. Yeah, so nobody can walk by. Yeah, exactly. And then all my neighbours would hate me because they would know that I'm a lottery winner. And, yeah, I wouldn't be very popular, so, yeah. Do you like the way I said you lot? Want to live near you, new you lot? I can't even afford to live in Brentwood, actually, at the moment. So all you lovely people that live in Brentwood, well done. I have to live in Thurrock with... problem with the bins has been solved. I have to say, this is terrible, and I know it's really in a world where there's so much awful stuff going on, and I'm concerned about the bins outside my house, but there is something about your property and things being parked outside of it. I don't know why we all get like it. I'm sure you do too. But what happened was a neighbour started putting the bin outside to be collected because I'm at the end of a close, and there are people up the side of me, but I'm sort of at the end. So rather than the bin men going up, they started to bring the bins down outside. That was all right, wasn't bad. But what it's ended up with is on a Thursday at about 3 o'clock, they start piling the bins up to be picked up on Friday. So I end up with about 5 bins outside the front of my property. And then sometimes if they don't pick them up on a Friday, they're still out there over the weekend. And we are going to have those food bins coming soon. So yesterday I was like, right, okay, because as you know, I mentioned, I'll tell you why, because I mentioned about Bill passing away, the guy that spoke to me about a week and a half ago who knew he was dying, and he went up to say goodbye to a few people that he wanted to speak to. And I was like really honoured because we'd not spoken for years and years and years, and we were never really close, but he, you know, we followed each other on Facebook and everything like that, and we knew each other from when we were about 18 years old. And I thought, actually, you know, Bill can ring me up and do that, and you're worried about upsetting the neighbour. Just be polite. So I was. I was like, okay. I mean, Bill, if he's listening to this, wherever he is, he'll be like, oh, my God, Michelle. And so I put a note through the door, which was like, dear neighbour, please don't, you know, don't worry about, you know, I'm just asking if you wouldn't mind not putting the bins outside because it's caused me a bit of stress. I don't like to see them all lined up out there, and sometimes they're not picked up and they're outside the house, and it's just not pleasant, as you probably would agree. And you know, if you've got any problems or anything like that, just come give me a knock. Hopefully this is in all good neighbourly faith, all that kind of thing, so you're polite. And then I told my next door neighbour as well. I didn't put the note through her door, I just told her, and she was like, yeah, no, okay, no problem, I'll be, that's no problem. So we'll see. So it's countdown to Friday about the bins. But it's silly, isn't it? It's silly that these things, I was looking out my window and I could feel my blood pressure, like literally my head was going to pop off. And that's it's a stupid thing. It's stupid. But nobody wants a load of bins outside their front door, do they? And it's on the, it's actually on the, it's just outside, but it's still, it's, I know I sound terrible, but yeah, I've now sorted it. So, you know, if you've got something you've got to sort today, don't put it off. I know sometimes it'd be a bit scary, but do it as a friendly way as possible and get it done like I do with my bins. Yay! Bingate is over. Here's Nelly Furtado. Get in contact with the show, radio@phoenixfm.com. The best way is find me on socials at Eat My Brunch. On Instagram, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Facebook. And, yeah, that's everywhere, actually. I don't like threads.
You're beautiful. That's for sure. You'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is I'm not afraid to die.
let a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers. You know the way, so take me there. Won't you make me dizzy from your kisses? Will you take my hand and spin me round and round until the moment never ends? Make me dizzy from your kisses. Will you take my hand and spin me, take me back to the beginning again? Pulling me close, I feel stillness in.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 777 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
I'm happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. Yeah. On, it's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so. I command you to panoramic view. Look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose. All you different crews, chicks and dudes. So you think it's really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a prison tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those with definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence, the basics. Without did you make it? Allow me to make this. Child like a nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't. That's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace. Every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise. Corruption in the skies from this enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lives through rust. So not as muscle, but percussion to provide. For me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind. That's the end. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes, a motherfucker. Remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless. Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming out. Hey, I'm useless, not for long.
That is the Gorillaz with Clint Eastwood, who's in his 90s, by the way. Still looking great. Oh, there's birds outside. I'm just tucking into my little tangerine. Thank you. Which is not too bad. Very sweet. It's not like chocolate, though. Definitely not. But it is quite sweet. Now, coming up next, we've got Karen. K-A-R-A-N. With a track called Losing My Mind. Not man. Mind. Losing My Mind. I'm going to shout that out a bit louder. And if you want to find out more about Karen, you can find the artist across socials. And I'm just going to give you the details here, just in case you would like them. Is, where are we? Karen Karma Music. And this is called Losing My Mind.
She taught him to dance.
That is Richard Ashcroft with This Is How It Feels.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, there's always lots to get on and do in Brentwood and surrounding areas. And on there's a charity jazz night on Tuesday the 30th, so that's next Tuesday. Barsville Social Club at Brentwood. Concert featuring headline vocalist Lily Dore in aid of Spotlight Cancer Charity Appeal, which is helping people to improve cancer treatment for people in Essex. 8 p.m. start, tickets are £10 in advance, £12 on the door.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's take a quick look at the traffic and travel. Wasn't too bad coming in this morning. I went on the M25, so I was feeling brave. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. A1023, no problems. Quite busy on the Ongar Road heading down to Wilson's Corner, and from the A18 heading to Wilson's Corner as well. Busy around Shenfield Station. You've got some no-through traffic allowed due to construction on Tennyson Road, both ways at Hanging Hill Lane and Shelley Road. A12 is flowing pretty nicely at Margaretting. You've got a road closed due to construction on Wants Road, both ways from Rittle Road to the B1002, and ongoing roadworks between junction 13 and 16 on the A12, 40 mile an hour speed restrictions. And as I said yesterday, as you go along, you'll probably see that the turn off for Chelmsford is shut. You just go along to the next one along Gallywood, and you should be able to get into Chelmsford that way, the signage anyway. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a nice clear run. If you're heading up towards the M11, no problems there at the moment. I don't know why my voice went in a moment, just went really high at the end. I don't know why it did that. I've had that tangerine, and it was very, very nice. But you know, do you know what? I like doing this. Look, can you hear that? Me scrap it. I'm scraping the skin. Oh, it's lovely. It reminds me of citrusy kind of smells. Remind me of Christmas. Especially tangerines will always remind me of Christmas. And I'm sure when I was a kid, I don't know if we had. Did we have tangerines the whole year through? I don't know. We're so used to it. The thing is, when strawberries are in season, they taste amazing. And yet you can buy them probably all throughout the year, and they don't taste the same. Some of them they look beautiful, but they taste not very good. And then you get, don't you, during the summer, some strawberries, and you go, oh, and it takes you right back to when you had them when you were a kid, because it's that sweetness you get with strawberries. And I do like strawberries. I do like fruit in general. I don't think there's much fruit. Bananas I do struggle with. I don't mind banana on toast. The banana in my bag's probably going to go in the bin, because I bought it when it was just ripe, which is when I like it. But I like bananas on toast. So toast, bit of butter. Oh, actually, I don't do it like that with my toast. I cook the toast, I put the toast on the plate, I put the butter on the plate, and then I cut up some slices of banana, I put those on the plate. And then I make up little sections, and that's how I eat it. I'd get a little bit of toast, break it off, a little bit of butter, a couple of little bits of banana, not a couple of bananas, and eat it, and then move on to the next. That's how I do my jam on toast. That's how I do my Marmite on toast, peanut butter on toast, the whole works. So if I was at somebody's house and says, do you want peanut butter on toast? And I go, yes, but can you put the toast on the side, the butter on the side, and the peanut butter on the side? And then they probably tell me to get out of their house. But that's the way that I eat my things on toast. I thought I'd just share it with you. I know it's a bit weird. Question of the day is about your perfect Sunday. What's your perfect Sunday in your head? What would you be doing? Getting up really late, having a fried breakfast, going for a walk, going out with the kids, seeing the grandkids. What's your favourite? Going down to the coast. Tell me about your favourite, or, you know, the one that you love doing on a Sunday when you get the chance. You won't be doing it every Sunday, obviously, because some Sundays you just want to relax, don't you? You don't want to go out and do anything. Maybe that's your perfect Sunday. Here's Blue with All Eyes.
Happened just the other day. I must confess, 'cause I've had about enough. I need your help, gotta make this here thing stop.
Baby, I swear I'll tell the truth about all the things we used
to do. And if you thought you had me fooled, I'm telling you now, objection overruled. Here we go, oh baby.
The wall, nowhere to run, and nobody you can call. Oh no, I just can't wait. Now the case is open wide. You'll try to pray, but the jury will decide.
Baby, I swear I'll tell the truth about all the things you used to do. And if you thought you had me.
Cause you don't know this cat, I know deep down that you don't want me to react. I lay low, leaving all my options open. The decision of the jury has not been spoken. Step in my house, you find that your stuff is gone. But in reality, to whom does the stuff belong? I bring you into court to preach my order. And you know that you overstepped the border.
One for the money and the free rise. It's two for the lie that you deny.
Yeah. legendary. Who are you and who am I to think that we could ever fly?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m. contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Now, we've got more new music coming up. This is a band called The Exact Opposite, and this is called Look At Him Go.
For all the world is frightened, now that his own horizons have narrowed down to nothing at all. And he knows that if he doesn't, no one else will sacrifice himself for other people and be the one to answer the call. Once upon a time, try
static as the screen does snow.
There will come a time though.
Historical Society. What a great name for a band. tear in my eyes. Oh, there's a lovely picture of Vicky Michelle up on Twitter at the moment. She said, it's scream day. Go for it, everybody. Let it out. I do it. It helps get rid of my anxiety. And there's a picture of her going, ah! I didn't know it was national. Is it National Scream Day? Let's just check. National Scream Day. I'm not going to scream because I have quite a loud voice. Yes, it's April the 24th every year. So, ah! There we go. So, yeah, maybe just do a random scream. That isn't really a scream. That was more of a, I mean, you know, a that kind of thing. You know, when you see a spider or something out the corner of your eye or somebody frightens you. So it's, you can do it. It's National Scream Day. I'm saying you can do it. It's on April the 24th every year. And, yeah, let out that scream. Might help a little bit with your stress. Coming up next, and, yeah, it's going to be Mel and Kim. I like this song. This is Respectable. Going back to the 80s. Big Michelle, what?
Absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.